Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. Open forum today with Tim Staples. 2 hours of open forum with Tim Staples. You are limited in the kinds of calls you can ask. They have to be decipherable to us in English. Other than that, pretty much everything is welcome. Open forum also means anybody can call. If you're a Catholic, you can call. If you're not a Catholic, you can call. We take any question at all about the Catholic faith. We even have been known to take a challenge to the Catholic faith every now and then. Just try not to hurt my feelings. I don't know if you can hurt Tim's, but try not to hurt my feelings. 888-318-7884.
What do you mean? You hurt my feelings all the time.
Really? Do I? Oh, that makes me feel so good. I've been working on trying to hurt your feelings. And
no, I don't think you're capable, to be honest with you.
All right. Yeah. Oh.
You are a man in whom there is no guile.
Really?
Yes, you are.
Now I have to look up guile.
But yeah. Well, Jesus said that to Nathaniel.
I know. Can you imagine the Lord saying, well, thank you, Tim Staples. We can just close this show now. The best thing that could happen just happened. That is really nice of you. Thank you for saying that, Tim Staples. But there will be begging in me today because in addition to doing the regular program as we always do, it is that time of year again where we have to come to you, the listener, and ask you to support our operations for the next 3 months. We live – is it appropriate to say hand to mouth here a bit?
We sure do.
So if you don't pay for it, we can't do it.
Yes.
And so we come to you hat in hand and ask for your support. If you're ready to do that, 888-291-8000 is the number, 888-291-8000. As I said, we're not going to bother you for the whole show about this. It's going to be interspersed among taking calls. If you want to visit online and make your donation there, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And Tim, do you know the big news for this hour?
Yes. I was just told as I was walking into the studio, we have a $10,000 match.
We do indeed.
And I did not know that until I was walking into the studio.
Oh, really? Nobody bothered to tell you earlier?
That is a good – that's great news.
Sometimes they have meetings and we're not in them. Did you know that?
they must have this time.
Yeah. 888-318-7884 is the number to call to ask your question to Tim. If you would like to pledge your money and help us meet that $10,000 match this hour. Virtually everyone in the building is on a phone waiting for your call, whether they work in marketing here or publishing, whether they work in media, whether they are apologists. They're all sitting there ready to answer the phone. 888-291-8000 is that number.
And you know, Si, I know we're getting calls are filling up here, but I want to mention right at the outset, we are in the hole right now.
Oh, that's right. Yep. That's right.
We are in a hole because, number one, we have a $10,000 match and we don't have any money yet.
Right.
But number two, folks, please remember, and I always like to bring this up at the outset, that over these 3 months since we have had our last drive, we have lost donors. And that is a matter of, and I don't know the percentage. I guess there is a certain percentage, but we do have folks that drop off. And whether they move away, even some die or move away, don't have Catholic radio any longer, and just kind of drop off. So we're in a hole in two senses right now. So we really need you guys to pick up the phone right now at 888-291-8000. Or remember, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and you can give online as well, and that will go to meeting our $10,000 challenge. But folks, we really need to get that $10,000 so that, number one, my heart will slow down.
No, we have to do that for Tim.
Because
I know about his health.
Don't
slow
do this
the heart
to
down.
Me. Remember the last time it was like we weren't making it until like the last couple of minutes, and I was freaking out. But anyway, please, folks, we really do need to hear from you because we do have that natural drop-off. We need to get some folks on the phone. And it can be a one-time gift, $25, $50, $100, $1,000, monthly gift.
Yeah.
And believe me, those $5 a month, folks, who among us can't garner $5 a month? Those monthly gifts are so important for us, or $25 a month, $50 a month. I know there are some folks listening that could do that $1,000 a month gift, but we really need your help now and right from the start here because we've got a ton. I'm looking at the phone lines right now.
There's a lot
and
open.
We have a whole lot of phone lines with nobody on them. So be that first caller. Well, we've got two calls that just came in. Be that third call right now.
That's what we need, that third call.
It is always so hard to get folks to start. So get on that phone. Get on that phone right now. 888-291-8000. And remember, folks, those of you that are already members, we love you. Thank you for being supporters. You can always up your pledge. There are some folks that you have a $25 a month pledge. You can up it to $50. We need to hear from you as well.
888-291-8000. Tim, I'm going to give you a little challenge from Facebook. 888-291-8000. Okay. Heather on Facebook says, come on. The church is so wealthy and you want donations. So can maybe explain that, why if the church is infinitely wealthy, why we need donations?
That's right. Well, first of all, we don't get any money from the church. We are a 501c3, a nonprofit organization. While we are recognized as a Catholic institution by our Diocese of San Diego, that's as far as it goes. So in other words, the bishop gives us a thumbs up. Yeah, yep. You guys are Catholic.
Go get them.
that's all the support we get. And really, that's all the support we want. We want to be an aid to the church. We are here to help the local churches. In fact, here at Catholic Answers, we have an ongoing relationship with our diocese where we offer our talks and our speakers for free to all the local parishes. We're here to help, and we're here to help around the world. But in particular, we really want to help our local diocese. So we're here, like I said, to be an aid. We get no money from the church. So in other words, if you don't give, we go under. That's the bottom line. That's number one.
That's
and number
how it
two,
works.
The idea that the Catholic Church is rich is also a popular myth. Yes, dioceses have to have money to run all of these churches ministering to millions and millions, hundreds of millions of people. But when you look at the budgets, what is surprising, if you look at the budget, say, for the Archdiocese of Chicago,
yeah,
right? That budget is about roughly what the Vatican's budget is. Each diocese is really self-sufficient. The diocese will help the Vatican,
yeah,
will give money to Peter's Pence, for example, to help the Holy Father minister to people around the world. But it's not as though the church has this enormous bank account with zillions of dollars in it. Even on the universal level, people are shocked when they find out actually the church isn't sitting on a ton of money. But when it comes to folks like us, Catholic Answers, who get nothing from the church, we have nothing from the church. And so we're totally relying on you. So, folks, I can see we have a couple of open lines right now. We really need you guys to get on the phone at 888-291-8000. Let's get off to a good start this time, unlike last time when I was having heart failure. Let's keep those phone calls coming in. We love you. Thank you all that are calling right now. But one last time, before we go to our first caller, right now, I know there's several folks that your heart is right now going, man, I should call. Yes, you should. Go ahead. 888-291-8000.
Let's go to Noel in Maryland, listening on YouTube Live. Noel, thanks so much for your call. Your question for Tim.
Hello.
Hello, Noel. Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, do you pronounce that Noel or Noel?
Noel, just like Christmas.
All right.
Okay, sorry.
You must be Filipino.
I am.
All right. Love it. All right. Welcome. So what's on your mind, brother? How can we help you?
Yes. I've been struggling in my mind about the graven image. And, you know, I've listened to you many, many times about your explanation. And I actually heard you saying, if we worship a graven image, then we commit mortal sin. And
correct.
We do the graven for picture and for reminders. But in the Philippines, you know, talking about the Philippines, people worship the images. We have feasts and we carry the images. People would bow down and do all kind of stuff to the images, thinking that it's God. And my question is, why wouldn't the Catholic Church kind of like say something to prohibit this
right.
options.
So why do we do we Catholics allow graven images?
Right. Well, here's the key, Noel. Even in the Philippines, I have been to the Philippines. I have ministered there with my good friend Steve Ray, and I've seen the faith of the Filipino people. And I think you're misunderstanding. You're looking, you know, immediately John 7:24 comes to my mind, where Jesus says, "Judge not according to appearance, but judge righteous judgment." It's very easy to see superficially, well, look, these people, they're carrying these images around. They're carrying statues. They're kissing the feet of the statues. That looks like worship to me. It's not worship, my friend. And here, let me give you some biblical examples of what I mean. You could also, if you look superficially at verses of Scripture, like Genesis 33:3, where we have Jacob and Esau. Remember, Jacob hadn't seen his older brother in a long time, and he sees him, and what does he do? He bows his head to the ground in front of his brother. Now, looking superficially, what's, oh boy, Jacob is committing sin here because he's bowing down to the ground in front of his brother. No, he wasn't. That is a sign of honor and reverence that he's giving toward his older brother, which was common in Oriental and ancient Oriental culture. We can also look at 1 Kings chapter 2, right around verses 14 through 17, where we have King Solomon, when his mother Bathsheba comes to visit, right? Actually, he's going to make a petition of him. What does he do? He gets up off of his throne, comes down out of, you know, what would have looked like a sanctuary, and bows himself to the ground in the presence of his mother. All right? Now, what's going on here? Is he worshiping his mother? No, he's honoring his mother because his mother is his mother, number one. And the fourth commandment says, honor your father and mother on this earth. But she also has an august title of queen mother in the kingdom. And we could go through a litany of examples like this from the Old Testament. And you come to the New Testament, and you see verses like Revelation 3:9, where Jesus says, I will make those who say they are Jews and are not and are of the synagogue of Satan to come and bow down before you, right? That all may know that I have loved you. All right. So on the surface, again, we can say, wow, Jesus is making these bow down before Christians. That's idolatry. Well, hey, we can't say that because it's Jesus that's making the commandment. See, what we have to understand is we live in a culture, Noel, unfortunately, in the United States especially, that is very much infected with Protestantism, right? I say infected right. In this sense. It's become a very cold culture. And of course, now we're a post-Christian culture, neo-pagan, in my opinion. But the Christian culture itself was heavily influenced by a very cold, you know, puritanical Protestantism, where there's no honor given to each other as members of the body of Christ. So, of course, we Catholics, who we go by the Bible, not by Martin Luther and John Calvin, we go by the Bible. Now, not Bible alone, because we also believe in the oral tradition, as St. Paul teaches in 2 Thessalonians 2:15, stand fast in the traditions you've been taught, either by written word or by letter or written word or by the oral proclamation. So the bottom line is we go by the faith that was delivered to us 2,000 years ago, which was a faith that was inundated with this idea that we love one another, we honor one another in accordance with either the title of the person, be it a king or queen mother, or the holiness of the person, as Luke 1:48 says, all generations shall call Mary blessed. Why? Because the Almighty God has done great things for her. So we honor great members of the body of Christ, the people of God, the way they did in the Bible. Protestantism is infected with this notion of justification by faith alone, where, you know, there's real no horizontal dimension. That is, we don't, in fact, Cy and I were talking about today how John Calvin and Martin Luther taught we can't even do anything ourselves to aid ourselves in our salvation. So what can Mary or the saints do? Nothing whatsoever. And that's why you have a loss of the sense of the importance of the other members of the body of Christ. As St. Paul taught in 1 Corinthians 12:21, can the eye say to the hand, I have no need of thee? Can the head say to the foot, I have no need of thee? And the answer is no. We need each other, and we need to honor one another and understand that God communicates graces and salvation through one another. And that's at the foundation of why we honor great members of the body of Christ, as they did in the Bible, Noel. So the bottom line is, Noel, if you get in touch with your Bible and our Catholic tradition, where the Bible comes alive, all of a sudden, wow, it makes sense why we honor members of the body of Christ. And at times it may look disturbing to those who are outside, who look in and say, what is Esau doing bowing before, or Jacob doing bowing before Esau? What is, you know, King Solomon, get up. Why are you bowing before your mother? Well, that's entirely biblical stuff.
Noel, thanks very, very much for that call. It is open forum today on Catholic Answers Live. Tim Staples here with us for both hours. There are lots of people on the lines. And I want to say there have been a good number of people on the other line, too. That is the pledge drive line. We have a $10,000 match this hour. We're very grateful for those of you who have picked up the phone and called. I can see about 2/3 of our phone lines are open at the moment. So if you would be willing to help us make that match, we only come to you 4 times a year. To ask you to support this apostolate going forward for the next 3 months, just pick up that phone and dial 888-291-8000. You will be speaking directly to a member of the Catholic Answers staff. You might be talking to the president. You might be talking to some – what's the lowest? Like an apologist? You never – you don't know who you'll get. 888-291-8000 is that number. Let's go to Danny in Sunnyvale, Texas, listening on AM 910. Danny, your question for Tim Staples.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Doing great.
Just wondering why in America and Canada, where there's not nearly as much risk as other parts of the country, we're having so much trouble having our priests and bishops stand up for the hot topic issues that are well known and understood and have a great history of clarification of what the standings are for them, meaning same-sex marriage, abortion, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
But we can't seem to get any of our priests or our bishops to make stances against them, especially the ones in places like New York and California where the problems are so clear.
Yeah.
They've stepped over the line.
We have some really good bishops in California, though. They probably do in New York. I just don't know.
You know, I really appreciate your call, and I also appreciate your passion, brother, because we are experiencing what we would have just 20 years ago. I would have thought there's no way. We are not. I mean, we're now we've got Vermont, a law being considered as well for infanticide. You've got numerous states now that are jumping on the bandwagon.
Right.
What in the world has happened to the Democrat Party? I mean, that used to be, many years ago at least, it was said, right, for the little guy. Now they're for killing the little guy.
That's unspeakable.
What we have now in New York with Governor Cuomo and Northam in Virginia is beyond evil. And like I said, there's more states coming. We're talking infanticide here, babies being born. And then we're going to, as Governor Northam disgracefully says, then we'll, you know, make sure the baby's comfortable after it's born. If it needs resuscitation, well, it's up to the mother, right? And then we'll have a discussion. What are you going to have, tea and crumpets, and then talk about, well, do you want your baby to live or die? This is so barbaric. Yeah. It's beyond the pale. And so I will tell you this, my friend. I agree with you. I do believe it is time. And I wish that we had some archbishops and bishops stand up now and say, you know what, it's time to excommunicate. I really believe that at least there needs to be some public censure, even if not excommunication, Canon 915, to refuse communion to those who are publicly, openly, if they are Catholic, like Cuomo in New York, that are supporting this kind of barbarity. But having said that, understand, my brother. Now, that's Tim Staples. I'm not in management. I'm in sales. I'm just telling you, I believe we need public censure because these crimes and these sins are so public and so rebellious. However, if our bishops choose not to, They know things I don't. I am still grateful to God that Cardinal Dolan, and I watched him interviewed where he took Cuomo to task for this.
Yeah.
And said, how dare there be celebrations over this? I mean, Cardinal Dolan was very strong. Now, mind you, a lot of us would wish he would take that next step. But guess what? This is what I think a lot of Catholics are missing. What's most important here, we have to understand any censure, excommunicate, is medicinal by nature. It is to call to attention the grave nature of these sins and crimes that we're talking about here. But what we cannot forget is these people are committing sins that are grave matter.
Yeah.
And if done with knowledge and deliberate consent, we're talking mortal sin. These men's souls are on the line.
Right.
We have people that are in danger of eternal hellfire because of this as well. And I think that's got to be the emphasis over excommunication or refusing communion. Look, they should, as Cardinal Dolan has said, as I watched Father Jonathan Morris the other day do, say the same thing. These people can't receive communion, yes. Not licitly.
Yeah.
Those who are publicly advocating for the slaughter of innocent babies should not be receiving communion in any Catholic church, whether, you know, there's a public refusal or not. They shouldn't be. They should be begging God for his mercy and for forgiveness. And that's what I think we as sheep, we are the laity.
Right.
That's what we need to be shouting from the rooftop. This is mortal sin. These people's souls are on the line, and hundreds now of millions of babies all around the world are being slaughtered. Over 60 million babies in this country. Let me tell you something. It is time for you and I can't speak for the bishops. I'm just a lay person.
Yeah.
But I will tell you this. I'm shouting it everywhere I go as loud as I can. Murdering an innocent baby in the womb, or certainly outside of the womb, is just that. It is murder. This is grave matter. And I am grateful to God we have a voice here at Catholic Answers to where I can shout this to hundreds of radio stations and countries around the world, the truth of the matter. And let me tell you something, my friend, it's having a positive effect. And if you want to keep this voice on the air so that we can speak like this, please, folks, we need you right now. We've got way too many open lines right now. Please call us at 888-291-8000. There has never been a more important time for Catholic Answers Live to be on the air because of what our brother Danny just said.
Yeah,
we're living right in a crisis situation where if you are a baby in the womb, it is more dangerous for you today than it is to be a soldier in Afghanistan or Iraq right now. That's how far we have fallen as a culture. And we as Catholics, and pretty much we alone, stand unequivocal, without compromise, for every baby. And I God bless my Protestant brothers who stand with us at least partially.
Yeah,
like the Southern Baptists who say only if it's the mother's life is in danger.
Yeah,
I mean, I think that's unfortunate. That's compromise, because in saying that, you're saying it's okay to murder in this case.
But God bless all the Baptists who stand.
But God
up for
bless
life.
The Baptists right. Who at least stand that strong,
right.
And others. But let me tell you, it's the Catholic Church almost alone that stands against abortion, absolutely. And our voice cannot be squelched. And believe me, there's a lot of powerful forces in Washington, D.C. that would love to hear my voice no longer and Catholic Answers no longer. Folks, we need you to get on the phone right now, because without you, we're not going to continue. At CatholicAnswersRadio.com, you can give, or call right now, folks, 888-291-8000. We have a whole boatload of open lines right now at 888-291-8000. And I got to say one more thing to y'all. Do not let the devil lie to you and say, oh, I can only give $10 or $20. What is that? You want to know something, folks? That's everything for us at Catholic Answers. I've said this many times, Cy, and you know it's true. We don't have the major donors at Catholic Answers for whatever reason. We have never had a gift more than $350,000. Never. We've never had even a half a million, much less the seven-figure donations that I hear other folks get. And I must admit, I would like to get some here at Catholic Answers.
Just one. We don't even need some. Just one. Right.
But for whatever reason, you know how we survive, folks? Tens of thousands of good moms and dads, mm-hmm. that are paying their electric bill and they find a way, you know what? I can give $25 a month. That is how we exist. So do not let the devil lie to you. You pick up that phone right now, because together, folks, together, this is how we're going to impact this culture and this world. Together, my friends, because when the Catholic truth goes out over the airwaves, the devil is running in the other direction. He's powerless against God's word, and we have the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ as Catholics.
888-291-8000 is the number you can call to support Catholic Answers right now. We only come to you four times a year. This is your opportunity. We're going to take a little break, so that means you won't even miss anything. You'll pretty much guaranteed be right back to the show in time to not miss a thing if you call now. 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the Internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Hi, this is Dr. David Andrews. Do you have questions about the Catholic faith? Get the answers on Call to Communion tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. Now, back to Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Tim Staples, our guest both hours today. An open forum is the platform. If you have a question about the Catholic faith, if there's like something you'd like to get straight about the Catholic faith, or if you'd like to straighten us out as Catholics, just try to do it charitably. But we also accept your challenge. 888-318-7884 is the number. You don't have to be Catholic to call. Anybody can call. 888-318-7884. As a matter of fact, I say you don't have to be Catholic to call. And one of the things that really,
we'll even take your money if you're not Catholic.
That's the thing that amazes me, because I'm going to give out the other number, 888-291-8000. And that's the donor number, because this is four times a year. We come to listeners. We ask you to support us and keep us on the air. We just do it for 6 hours each quarter. And we don't even use up all 6 hours. We still continue to answer calls and all that kind of thing. But Tim, every time you get a guy who says, well, I'm not a Catholic, but I really believe in what you guys are doing, or and it's not just one. It's people will hear about all kinds of folks who have called, not Catholic. They're not trying to make sure everybody gets the sacraments or something like that. But they do believe they're hearing the truth.
Yeah, we were talking about how we're dumbfounded by the level that we've descended as a culture. Oy. the things that are being said today about infanticide, it's a mind blower. Well, I'm dumbfounded by how no matter where I go in the world, I have folks that come up to me and say, thank God for Catholic Answers Live. And they are often not Catholic. I've had evangelicals. Mm-hmm. Just recently, I told you guys about I spoke at the Vatican at an ecumenical gathering with some world famous men and women, and I heard it from them.
Yeah.
You know, just amazing that here one fellow says, I wrote this book and I expected my evangelical friends to back me. And you know who backed me? You Catholics.
Yeah.
he said, I'm finding myself joined more with you guys than even with my evangelical brethren who are falling like flies when it comes to all the moral issues. Let me tell you, folks, I wish you guys out. I guarantee you we would have no open lines. And actually, we don't.
Look at that. No open
we
lines.
Don't have an open Thank line. You. So I do want to say, folks, call 888-291-8000. And if the lines are full, please try again. This is awesome. We actually have filled the lines right now. Please try again or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and you can still give. But there, a line open. So go ahead. You can call
That's
now.
Your line.
888-291-8000. But here's the bottom line. Yeah, we have people, unbelievers of all sorts, that listen to our show and they are comforted by the fact that we proclaim the truth.
Yeah.
And they continue to listen. And sometimes I'm thinking of one fellow right now who I just got a letter from today. I just read it about an hour before I came on this broadcast, who was a friend of the apostolate. I've been to his house. And he just sent the first time I've ever. It's always been his wife that sends letters and stuff. It's the first time he has sent one. He became Catholic a few years ago, and it was a thank you and a little support as well. Actually, a lot of support. But you know what? He was a guy who he was hanging around, and he was evangelical, mm-hmm. but he listened and he kept listening.
Yeah.
And then we met with him and we talked with him, and he hung out and finally became Catholic. But you know what? He was a supporter for years before he even became Catholic.
Yeah.
And folks, that's what we're talking about here. When you proclaim the truth, and you know what? I immediately think of the gospel this past weekend in Luke chapter 4 at Mass, folks, remember, where Jesus stands up in the synagogue there in Capernaum and proclaims, this day has the scripture been fulfilled in your hearing. What scripture? He had just read Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to set at liberty the captives, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and all of that good stuff. This day it's been fulfilled. Do you know it says right after that text in the reading that everyone was amazed and they all spoke well of him, right? Isn't that interesting? Because we know from the last couple of weeks that we just saw the baptism of the Lord a couple of weeks ago, where, you know, the heavens open, the Holy Spirit descends, and everyone there heard the voice from heaven, this is my beloved son. And then we had the wedding feast of Cana the week after that, where he performed a miracle, transforming the water into wine, and news gets out. There's a prophet. Miracles have happened, and people saw it. And that leads up to this week where he proclaims the truth, and they all spoke well of him. But
Amen.
Then what did he do? But then what did he do? And this is what we experience here. We proclaim the truth, and people, wow, even people who don't agree with us. But eventually, my friend, what happened right after? Jesus says to the Jewish crowds there, he says, you are basically like your fathers before you,
yeah.
who killed the prophets. That's who you are. He says, look at the time of Naaman, where it wasn't to the Jews that God performed a miracle, but it was Naaman the Syrian. He gave two examples of Gentiles being healed versus the Jews. And what does that tell you? That eventually, yeah, people love it. They say, wow, this Catholic answer is something else. But I'll guarantee you, eventually, we're going to preach the truth. And sometimes that truth is not popular. And we see immediately when Jesus preached the truth. Now, he could have just kept going with all the praise. Just do more miracles.
He could have just accompanied them.
But he proclaimed the truth. And then they wanted to kill him.
Yeah.
They wanted to take
him out to the hill to throw him off.
And that's what happens to us, too, at Catholic Answers. Because we proclaim the truth when it comes to abortion and contraception and embryonic stem cell embryonic stem cell research and human cloning and homosexual so-called marriage that is not marriage. And the essential nature of religious liberty in the context of a government that wants to shut us down. And all of a sudden, we have a lot of folks who come out of the woodwork hating us as well. And this is why, if you are hearing our voice right now, and you are loving what you hear, you are a friend of God, and we need to be friends. We need you, because there's a lot of folks that hate us as well. So give us a call, 888-291-8000. That's where you're going to get through on the phone line. And I just saw we've got some lines opening up here. So if you call and it's busy, just give it another shot, because lines are opening up. And you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and it'll go to the same kitty. Folks, together, there is nothing we can't do.
I hate to say it, we're about two-thirds of the way through the show, and we are not halfway yet to our $10,000 match this hour. A donor has given us $10,000 and said you can have all of it if you can match all of it. We have about 20 minutes left to do that. The number, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We now go to Connor in New York City, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Connor, thanks for downloading the app onto your phone. Your question for Tim.
Hey, I just wanted to say that were it not for this program, you know, I wouldn't be Catholic. That this program converted me in. It's been such a blessing in my life.
Praise
and
God.
And I want to say, you know, please donate to the program. I'm going to do it later tonight.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
And
thank you, Connor.
Yeah, so my question, I wrote it down kind of long, though.
Okay.
So during debate I was having online, there was a progressivist Christian who based most of his opinions off of modern academic Bible scholars.
Yes.
And he linked to a source which indicated the majority of these people believed the nativities to be ahistorical.
Right.
And he also pointed to the fact that the Second Vatican Council allowed theologians to criticize church doctrine for fear of, like, Catholic scholars falling behind. And as well, he also pointed to a book by Raymond Brown, a Catholic who criticized the nativity narratives.
Right.
And how do we answer these claims and other claims by progressives who reject all forms of biblical tradition in favor of historical interpretations?
Right. Well, Connor, it's a great question. And this is really one of the essential reasons why Jesus did not give us a book. He gave us a church. He gave us the magisterium. Because, my friend, there are as many different theologies today amongst these liberal theologians as there's as many theologies as there are theologians, right? They will constantly bring up that, oh, yeah, the infancy narratives contradict each other and so forth. And, yes, the church did and has opened up to, you know, biblical criticism as well as textual criticism. And there's actually been a lot of good fruit from both. However, there are some, like, and I must say, I read Father Ray Brown, and there's a lot of good stuff Father Raymond Brown came out with. But yes, some of his stuff is just dead wrong. Well, this is why we have the magisterium of the church. Let me give you a classic example. Right, when Father Ray Brown calls into question whether the resurrection is a historical fact, right? He would say, no, it's not a historical fact, right? And he would make the distinction between the Jesus of history versus the Christ of faith, right? The Christ of faith, that's what gives us the resurrection. Well, what does the magisterium say to that, my friend? Go to the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 653, and you know what you find? You find the church teaches that the resurrection cannot be understood as anything other than an historical fact. Now, who do you think they had in mind? That is, the bishops in union with our Holy Father at the time, Pope John Paul II, now Pope St. John Paul the Great. Who do you think they had in mind? They had in mind those same liberals who were undercutting the Gospels and undercutting some of the central truths of our faith. And so that's what we do. We hang with the magisterium, my friend. And you know what? You will never go wrong, because the magisterium is the gift that God has given to the world to keep us on the right track. In fact, I would also encourage you, go to Catholic.com. We have some articles. TimStaples.com as well. I wrote an article on the infancy narratives. Do they in fact contradict? And I show you why they do not. And the church does not teach that they contradict either. In fact, in Dave Verboom, paragraph 11 in the Dogmatic Constitution on Revelation. Dei Verbum, which means the word of God, declares in paragraph 11 that each and every assertion made in sacred scripture must be attributed to Almighty God, that is, to the Holy Spirit who inspired the scriptures. So in order to say there is an error in sacred scripture, in that which it asserts, now that gets into some real legitimate biblical theology when we talk about what does the inspired author assert. In other words, if the author says the sun rose at such and such time, he's not making an argument for whether the sun moves around the earth or not.
No.
Right? So, you know, we have to understand the assertions made by the inspired authors. But when it comes to those assertions, we cannot say there are errors, because that would be to attribute an error to the Holy Spirit. So anytime anybody tells you, oh, there's errors in the New Testament, you say, oh, really? So God made his first mistake. Can you show me where?
Yeah.
See, that's impossible. God does not err.
We will leave it there. Connor, thanks very much for that question. It's open forum today. Tim Staples, our guest both hours.
Can I say one more thing? I hate to cut you off. Well, maybe not.
I don't know.
But you know what, folks? I think what Cy said just scared the daylights out of me a moment ago. We're not even close to getting the 10,000. So can I ask right now, are there any folks right now that can give that $1,000 gift, maybe the $2,000 or $3,000 gift that can put us over the top so we can get this 10,000 match? Remember, if we don't get the 10,000 match, we don't get the $10,000. So, oh my goodness, that's you might have figured out why I get a little bit nervous as we come near the end of the hour, folks. We really do need you. And I know there's some folks out there right now. There's one or two of you that can give that 1,000 or 2,000 or 3,000. Hey, maybe just give us the whole 10. And then, you know, we'll be launched into the next hour. Okay?
Amen. 888-291-8000 is the number. We're going to take a quick break. Call that number, 888-291-8000. Please help us meet our $10,000 match for this hour.
Stay with us for more Catholic Answers Live.
We have a big problem. Our culture is dying, and souls are in danger of being lost. The answer is conversion to Jesus Christ in His church. St. Paul Street Evangelization is a Catholic organization, and we have hundreds of teams spreading the good news throughout the country. But we need your help. The harvest is great, but the laborers are few. Find out more and get involved today at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Tim Staples, Director of Apologetics and Evangelization here at Catholic Answers, is our guest for these 2 hours. I want to appeal to you again to help us meet our match for this hour, for day one of our pledge drive. We only come to you for 3 days every 3 months, and this is the first of those. The number 888-291-8000, we want to use up that match. I had some things I was going to say, but I ain't going to say them now because the boss is here. The president of Catholic Answers, Chris Check, just sat down. Hi, Chris.
Hello, Cy. Hello, Tim. You don't have to, just because I'm here, you don't have to stop talking, Cy.
Oh, okay.
Cy, I don't know if you know, we pay you to talk.
I know. I appreciate that. Thank you.
I know you guys want to get back to answering questions and asking these people to give generously to us. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. As Tim and Cy have explained to you, my dear listeners, we only do this 4 times a year, and this is what sustains this radio program and helps so many souls to the truth, to Jesus Christ. Cy, we have a good match for today, and we have a good match for tomorrow. I'm still looking for a major giver to step up and set us up with a match for our match for the final day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's role play this. So I
like role playing.
I'm an especially blessed person. Let's say I got into plastics in the 60s or something. So I have a good thank you for getting my reference to a Dustin Hoffman movie. And now I am particularly blessed that I can do this kind of thing.
Or you bought Apple in the early 80s.
Right. Yes. And then I say, I'll call Chris Checkup and I'll give $10,000. And what's the deal? So I
or,
say,
or 20.
I'll get, oh, okay. Or 20. Right. Yeah. Boy, you are a fundraiser.
Yes.
So then I say, I'll give you this money if you can raise it on Thursday.
That's and exactly then, how it works.
Okay.
So like the challenge we're doing right now, we don't get that challenge until we raise this money.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Same. So if somebody's able to set us up with a challenge for Thursday,
right.
Call 888-291-8000 and you can tell whomever answers the phone, and the whole staff practically is answering the phones right now. You might get me, you might not get me. In the unlikely event that you actually want to talk to me, somebody wants to talk to me, then leave your number and I'll call you back and I'll walk you through it. But it's very easy. If somebody could please put up a match or part of a match. So maybe you can't do 20, but you could do 10. Right. And then we can scare up the rest. So I just want to extend that special invitation.
And folks, these matches change everything.
They absolutely
don't
they? Do.
Yeah.
They absolutely.
What if four people called and said they could do five?
Yes.
You would take five.
Yes.
Of the match?
Or if five people called and said they could do five.
That would be a
even
be a
more match.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I like the way you think, Chris Jack.
Very good.
888-291-8000 is that number. 888-291-8000.
So I've got one more thing.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
No, I have to report to you as well.
Yes. I took a call from a beautiful lady in the great state of Texas. Her name is Jerry. Her son took his life last fall, and she's asking for the prayers. She knows a lot of people are listening right now. She called and made a gift, and she said, could we please have prayers for Christopher Gregory?
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
indeed, yes. We will, and we'll have to tell the chaplain that.
Amen.
For Mass tomorrow.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow, I'm very sorry to hear that.
Now, so we'll all be praying for him.
We will indeed.
You know what? Isn't that a side of Catholic Answers a lot of folks don't know? We pray every day for all of you, of our listeners, but we have special requests.
Except for that one
for
guy.
Special, that's right, that one guy that really
we don't. We don't pray for him.
But we do, folks. We have a group of prayer warriors here in this building. We have the Blessed Sacrament Reserve. We have Mass every day. It is such a blessing, my friends.
Every
so
day at
we
Mass?
We will, in fact, pray.
Every day at Mass, we pray for our supporters. And every day at Divine Mercy at 3 o'clock, we pray for our supporters and for their intentions. So, Cy, if there's a big giver out there who wants to help us get to a match for Thursday, call 888-291-8000 or any gift, please, 888-291-8000, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Or if you want to talk to me directly, just say, I'd like to speak to Chris Check. Here's my phone number, and I will call you back.
I apologize for this, Chris, but we are only moments away from the top of the hour, and we are not close to making our match this hour.
Oh, my goodness.
We are
folks,
struggling
did you
to
hear
make
that?
Match
we need
hour.
You now. And it doesn't matter if it's $25 a month, if it's $100 a month, if it's a one-time gift. We need to hear from you now, folks. 888-291-8000. Or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com if the lines are full. Even if they're not full, if you like going online, go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We really need to hear from you now.
888-291-8000, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Folks, please be generous. It's how we run this show.
888-291-8000, or as Chris said, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Let's go to Anthony in Los Angeles, California, watching on YouTube Live. Thanks, Anthony, for joining us via YouTube. Your question for Tim, Anthony.
Hello. Hello there. I really like your show, and I appreciate what you're doing, and I pray for you guys every day.
Oh, thank you, Anthony, so much.
I really hope you guys get, more donations. I'm kind of hoping, praying for that, too.
It helps, Anthony, and we didn't mention that, but we do ask people to pray for us during these pledge drives, and we're very grateful for your prayers. Well, your question for Tim.
Oh, I have a question about, I'm a cradle Catholic. I grew up in the church. The thing is, this year I really committed myself to the faith, and I'm currently enrolled in RCIA. I'm finishing up my confirmation classes.
Praise and God, so, brother. Welcome home.
Oh, thank you. I left the church for many years, became an atheist. Kind of my life, started going a little downward. A lot of stuff I started questioning about my atheism. It really just left me like empty, really, because
Anthony, I hate to interrupt you. I'm really sorry to do this to you, Anthony, but I'm watching the clock tick away, and I really want Tim to answer your question. Yeah, you are a beloved brother to us, and I want to get to it. So, your question for Tim, Anthony.
Okay. I just had a question about traditionalism versus modernism.
Okay.
And versus sedevacantism. I mean, I hear these terms a lot.
Right.
You know, studying Catholicism and...
All right. So traditionalism, sedevacantism, and modernism.
Right.
What are we talking about here?
Great question. And basically, you're kind of covering the spectrum here of extreme to the middle to the other extreme. Because modernism was and is a heresy that has been condemned by the Church. Pope St. Pius X, for example, called it the synthesis of all heresies. But it is a heresy that it's kind of like Medusa. It's many-headed. But at its core, it's a denial of the gospel of Jesus Christ. At its core, it's one of these insidious errors where the modernist will use all the language of Eucharist and Trinity and divinity of Christ. But when you pull back the layers of the onion, you discover there's nothing there. They deny at the core the substance of everything that they profess to believe. So modernism is an extremely dangerous heresy that, again, will use the right words often, but sap them of their meaning. Now, you go to the other extreme, and you have what you mentioned, sedevacantism. Sedevacantism represents a profound loss of faith. At the other, kind of the modernism, to use political terms, would be the extreme left. And I know people get mad at me for using left and right, but this is liberalism, left, right? Sedevacantism is, you know, it's the old adage, if you go far enough to the right, you'll end up on the left. That's sedevacantism, right? It is under the guise of traditional Catholicism. They will say they're more Catholic than the Pope. They've got the real thing. But then they sap Catholicism of its meaning because they will hold, for example, most of them, that the last valid Pope was Pius XII in 1958. Now, some will say John the 23rd was a valid Pope and then Paul the 6th is the first invalid pope, which I find to be interesting. Let the sedevacantists fight with each other on that one. But the point is they end up establishing their own church and they make the rules, right? The Pope doesn't know what he's doing.
Right.
They reject the Vatican Council, Vatican Council II. And at its core, I say it's a loss of faith because it ends up denying Vatican Council I, which guarantees that there will be a successor in the chair of Peter until the end of time. And of course, Jesus guaranteed that in Matthew 16, 18,
right,
that the gates of hell would never prevail against the church, and in particular, the Petrine gift that we have. And if sedevacantism is true, there's been no pope since Pius XII, well, then there's no way to elect a pope. Because all the cardinals that Pius XII elected to be the legitimate, according to the tradition, ones to elect his successor are dead. So you don't have a way magisterially. You have all sorts of theories. Well, Cardinal so-and-so said this and this. But what does the tradition of the church say? The church says it's the cardinal electors. In fact, Pius XII said it, and they acknowledge him to be a valid pope. So you have a profound lack of faith at the core of sedevacantism in the guise of Catholic tradition. And then you have traditionalism, which is a good thing, right? I personally don't like the term, I'm a traditionalist Catholic, I'm a this Catholic, I'm simply Catholic. But a traditional Catholic who is one who holds to Scripture and tradition as it is interpreted by the magisterium of the church. It's only when traditionalism goes too far to where they begin to establish themselves as their own magisterium, that's when you have trouble. And the same is for the modernists who begin to reject magisterial teachings and establish themselves as well. But a great question. And folks, this is why you need to get on the phones right now. We are running out of time and we haven't met our match. We need you guys to get on the phones now. We've got 6 minutes to do it. 888-291-8000. If you've been thinking about it, now's the time. We really need you to come through. 888-291-8000. Do not let this be the first time we don't meet the match. 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can keep giving for the next 4 minutes
yeah.
and 25 seconds, and we can make our match, folks.
888-291-8000 is the number to dial to make your donation. 888-291-8000. Next hour, another hour of Open Forum with Tim Staples. You can also go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Let's make that match, 888-291-8000.